I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Excavation crews were completing work at a site on Sutter Drive in the village of Ruidoso on Monday when they came across a human skull, that according to Ruidoso police. The medical examiner contacted an anthropologist who determined that those remains are from a primitive time. The investigation is ongoing. Hobbs police responded to an active threat situation at the Covenant Hobbs Hospital on Sunday night. Officers responded to the hospital in reference to the subject with a gun. Officers located the suspect in a vehicle leaving the scene, and he was taken into custody. He'll face numerous criminal offenses. That according to Hobbs police. 49-year-old Edward Bingham of Artesia was sentenced to 32 years in prison on Friday for having sexual relations with a 14-year-old girl in May of 2018 in Chavez County. He was convicted of that crime in April of this year. Following his prison term, Bingham will have to serve 2 years on parole and pay a $20,000 fine, that according to court records. Court proceedings have begun for two Carlsbad men, 49-year-old Mark Sanchez and 45-year-old Brett J. Rourke, for alleged shooting to death Brian Runnels of Carlsbad 8 years ago in Carlsbad and then burying his body to hide the alleged crime. Runnels' skeletal remains were discovered in April of 2020 near the George Shoup Relief Route. Both men have been detained in the Eddy County Detention Center awaiting trial. 63-year-old Randall Parkus of Roswell, who drove a truck up the steps of the Chavez County Courthouse, ending a high-speed chase with Roswell police, was sentenced on Friday. Parkus will serve 54 days in jail. In addition, he'll have to pay restitution, complete 96 hours of community service, and have an interlock device installed on any vehicle that he drives during the next 3 years. The incident happened in May of last year. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.